Roberto.
Hey, Roberto. It's Ruben at Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hi, Ruben. Good. How are you?
Good, good. I was able to do a little work here, so he saved you a few bucks. You want the quote on the first payment of 10%, correct?
Yes.
All right, so I'm sending you the numbers for the 50, it's almost 54,000, but for the 53 with the first payment of 10%. I just also want to make sure you know that there's going to be a first payment of 10% and a one-time documentation fee, so I don't cause any issues, just for you to be aware of that, okay?
Okay, how much is that?
Usually it depends if we pay the vendor. It ranges between like $250 to $350. Usually it's about $300.
Okay, just let me put the numbers together.
Yeah, are you in front of your email?
Yeah.
All right. See if you got it.
I should be able to offer your payment
I think the whole issue here is this. I know your team is looking for cheap financing, the cheapest possible. We're a relationship-based bank. I think right now just this is more, you know, kind of it is what it is. It's still a great deal. It's just there's not a lot of business credit, so that's why I have to start off, you know, and you can always work your way down.
Yeah. Okay, so 35 payment, that's 1670.
I have no, like, it's just not in my wheelhouse to push anyone. It's kind of, it's a good deal. If it works, it works. If it doesn't, I don't take offense either way. Can you hear me okay?
Sorry?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I received a mail. I'm just putting the numbers together.
Okay, perfect. Is that what you were looking for?
Yeah, just a minute. Just give me one minute.
Why it's a little better is the payment has not gone up relative to the increased equipment cost. So the payment, if it was the same deal, the payment would go up the same amount as equipment cost. It's a little less. So it's a little better of a rate. But at the end of the day, you know, like I said, I'm not here to push anyone. If these numbers work, great. If they don't, I don't take it the wrong way. I just want to make sure that's what you were looking for.
Yeah, but then, so now the total payment that I have is $63,840.
I'm sorry, say that again?
The total payment that I will have at the end of the 3 years is
$63,840. 63?
Yes.
Okay. Is there something wrong with that? I'm a little confused.
No, I'm just wondering because
you're financing more money. That's why you've increased your equipment cost, correct?
Yes, that's true.
Yes,
but I thought that the interest that I'm going to pay, they were so the difference between the finance amount was at least the same.
I don't understand. You gave me numbers on $51,589. We quoted you a payment of $1,606, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this.
It makes a total of $61,395.
Correct.
Okay.
But your equipment cost, the reason why you're paying more back is you're borrowing several thousand dollars more.
That's correct.
Correct. So what I'm saying
is the gap between the payment that I'm doing to Bank of Cardiff at the end, I was not expecting was increasing.
Well, of course, you're financing more. Of course, your payment would increase. If you're financing, I can just tell you the exact difference. You're financing
increasing, but the gap between the total amount financed and the financed amount I was not expecting was increasing.
Well, because the gap is relative. I can give you the numbers. The gap is relative to the increase in equipment costs. So let's just walk through the numbers. There's no pressure. So you were financing $51,589 before, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Is it $51,589? Is that the number?
Yes, Ruben, it is. But right now it's $53,902. Okay. If you make the difference between the two and you add it to the previous total amount, okay, that I was going to pay to Bank of Cardiff, that doesn't make the number that I'm reaching right now.
It doesn't make the number what?
Doesn't make the number that I'm reaching right now. With the 160, with the 1,670.
Okay, so maybe there's some. Maybe I'm not understanding something. So let's walk through this. Your payment.
Okay, but it's just a question. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, but it's a little exercise of math. So before the total amount financed was 51,589. Okay.
51,589.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So right now, the amount that I'm asking to finance, it's $53,902.
Okay.
Okay. So the difference between the two is $2,300.
Okay.
So what I was expecting, that the total amount that I was going to pay to Bank of Cardiff compared to the $1,606 per month, okay, was the total amount plus the $2,300 that I increased my financed amount. That's exactly what I was expecting.
Oh, no, that wouldn't work because that assumes that you'd be borrowing $2,000 more with zero interest. That's not possible. We're lowering the effective cost on the money, so I can walk you through it. So before your payback, your payment was 1606, right? Your payment? 1606?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your first payment was 5158, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's just walk through the numbers. So the total payback before was, unless I'm doing something wrong here, it was 61368, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And so the payback here is 1670 plus, hold on a second, 1670 times 35 plus so it's 63,608. Alright, great. So all you have to do is we've got one payback, total payback of 61,368, and we've got one payback of 63,608. So what is the difference in equipment costs?
Are you asking or do you have the number?
You know, I'm asking you.
Well, you have the numbers, so it's 2,300 more.
Okay. So I might be missing something, or someone on my team might be missing something. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me. Hold on one second, Roberto.
That's okay.
My brain's a little tired from today.
For the week. It's Friday.
It's a long week, yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a second here. Okay. Yeah, I can figure this out. So here's why, you have to understand, this is very, very tight. It's not like, at the end of the day, if you got to take the other company's offer, you know,
uh-huh.
I understand. Uh-huh. Your equipment cost is going up by $2,313, but you're paying
okay.
back $2,240 less. So you're
yeah.
So that's where the math is. You're getting a slightly better deal, but it's very, very slight.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, so I will have a $300, $350 as a fee?
Yeah. And then, like, we don't do any, like, quarterly interim rent, so, like, we keep that to a minimum. So, like, let's say we funded your transaction Monday. Your billing cycle is either the 1st, the 5th, the 10th, the 15th, or the 20th, or the 1st. So you decide your billing cycle. It's in your documents. Your first full month would probably cover November 1st, November 30th. You'd have small pro rata rent that would cover the rest of October because we keep that to a minimum. But at the end of the day, man, just to be blunt, like, I think you're trying to get the best offer, and I think you have two really good offers on the table. You know, there's just not, you know, there's only so much I can do. I hope you take our offer, but I don't take it either. I don't take it the wrong way if you don't want to move forward with us. My job is not to pressure you into any type of deal.
No, I think it's fine. The only thing that a little bit that I don't have with the other is the $350 fee.
Well, that's an estimate. I can plan that. I think you basically have two really good offers. At the end of the day, my opinion is that the first and last payment is a better deal, but you guys are really insistent, which not my issue to say, on the 10%. The better deal, in my opinion, is the first and last because we are not requiring 10% now.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're trying to make it work. If it doesn't work, you know, you can always do the deal with the other company, and then if you need other equipment, come back to us and use this approval. We can keep our approvals open for, like, 30 to 60 days.
Okay. Well, I will take this one as your best offer. Okay.
It is. They've sliced it very, very thin.
Okay.
So just let me know, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.